Welcome, everyone. Good morning. It's Sunday, and we have another session of Words of Wisdom, Gyan Ganga. Today, we have a very interesting topic. Essentially, it's basically the Places of Worship Act. It's a legal implication on the Kashi and Mathura temples. We have, of course, Dr. Swami with us. He's going to talk to us about this. And we have also have Dr. Arvind Chaturvedi. Jagdish ji is not with us today. He's got some other things going on. So we will just start off the program. But before we go there, I know a lot of people who are watching this, there is an issue with Twitter, so I'm not able to start either the Twitter live stream or Spaces. There's something wrong. Probably, I don't know. Maybe they don't. Some people don't like this program, but anyway, they have some. They don't want this to come about too much. But anyway, you can always view it on YouTube and Facebook. That's going on, but unfortunately, there is some issue with the Twitter side of it. So, Dr. Swami, let me just start kicking it off. We have this Places of Worship Act that you are going to the court about. So at the first step, I mean, can you walk us through what is this Places of Worship Act? And give us a little bit about the history of it, and then we can proceed from there on.
Sure. Thank you, Ramesh. I have with me the very thin act called the Places of Worship Special Provisions Act of 1991. And why was this necessary? This act was brought in by when Prime Minister was Narasimha Rao. And I've had, I had a lot of conversations with him on this question. And I think he was being, at that time, by the way, the Babri Masjid was not demolished. Babri Masjid demolition took place on the 6th of December 1992. And this was passed in sometime in August of 1991. So he was of the view that, he privately told me this, and then he translated it in later on when in 1994, when the Supreme Court was considering a constitutional bench called Ram Mandir question and generally issues of Mandir under Venkatachalaya. There was an extremely tremendously knowledgeable person that as Chief Justice, and it was all the best lawyer judges were on that board, on that bench, and they had given a judgment. So I'll come to that later. But at the moment, this act was passed by Parliament. It was one of those rare occasions when I walked out, and the BJP also walked out. So the reason was that this act actually bars all changes in religious places, particularly through the one-way traffic to be, namely masjids going away, and the original mandir coming back in its place. So I had argued with Narasimha Rao that, you see, essentially there are two kinds of mandirs in our in these various mandirs which have been demolished. One is what I call is area specific or site specific. So Ram was born at a particular place, and people say I was the one who got the Ram Mandir moving in the Supreme Court, which had been for 8 years lying moribund. But the reason I was able to do it is that I shifted from whose property it is. It was originally being argued, and certainly in the Allahabad High Court level, it was argued as a property issue, whether the Waqf Board of the Muslims had the right, or the Hindu priests who claimed to be trustees they had the right. So it was argued on that basis, and it took a long time, and ultimately the court decided there should be a division of property, which was not acceptable to both. So both came in appeal to the Supreme Court. And Supreme Court said, what is the, we also can't, this is what the judges in their informal discussions said, you know, we can't do anything better than that. I mean, we have to divide. We can't do it in one side or the other. Then I came up with the idea, and which was, Jaihar Singh was the Chief Justice. He was very fascinated by my movement. And other judges also thought it was a great thing. I said, it's fine, but the fact of the matter is that the faith tells us Ram was born there. And there's no other place in India or the world where anyone else says that Ram was born here, not there, not in where the Babri Masjid stood. So the question at that time in my mind, and I raised it in Parliament, but Narasimha Rao was not in a position. Poor chap was under a heavy attack from Sonia Gandhi at that time. So he was trying to do how much adjustments he could do. There are only three places where we believe it's the site which is important. And so Ram Mandir was the place where Ram was born. So it's a Ram Janma Bhumi Mandir. Then Krishna also was born in a place in Mathura. It is the faith tells us that he was born, and faith is everything, by the way. The laws are also very clear where there is a question of faith. For example, if you go and read in the Indian Penal Code, Section 295, it says where a large number of people believe something to be sacred, it is sacred. And there's no question of any court deciding whether it is sacred or not sacred. So so Ram Mandir was actually Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir, Ram Lala Mandir, as sometimes people call it, where Ram was born, and there we were to build a temple, and that's where it is now being built. The other was, of course, Kashi Vishwanath, where Lord Shiva himself came and sent the Jyotirling, and that place is no, there's no other place. There are, of course, 12 places in India where Lord Shiva placed the Jyotirling, of which 10 were safe. The Muslims couldn't locate it. But two, that is Kashi Vishwanath and Somnath. These two Jyotirlings were destroyed by the Muslim invaders. Muhammad Ghori Ghazni in Somnath, and here of course Aurangzeb, and before that Muhammad Ghori, and then one or two others. So it was actually demolished three times. And so when Aurangzeb came and he saw the mandir being built on the same spot again, he then said, okay, this time you break it and build a masjid on it, so that they will not, the Hindus will not, after I go away, rebuild the temple there. So these three temples are area specific, where Ram was born, where Krishna was born, and where Kashi Vishwanath Mandir, where the Jyotirling was placed. And even today, you can go and see the Nandi is sitting there, looking at it, but there's no Jyotirling there. So I have been arguing with a lot of the Muslim thinkers. Sayyid Shahabuddin had come as far as to say, okay, Ram Mandir I'll agree, but the other two I will not agree. But I was sure that over a period of time he would agree. But then, you know, everything changed after the Ram Mandir, the Babri Masjid was demolished, which was in a later period, on December 6th. So the issue then today before us is that why are we bringing this law Narasimha Rao's idea was, except Ram Mandir, nothing else will be moved. There are about 40,000 temples were demolished during the Muslim period. And only three were such that they have to be rebuilt on the same spot. And so there are two left, Kashi Vishwanath and Krishna Janmabhoomi. And hence, the law which was passed, Places of Worship Act, was not adequate for us. I have therefore in my petition, which was the first petition that was filed in the Supreme Court, and now of course lots of people have got into it. I had said this act actually prevents us from exercising our fundamental right. And the fundamental right is to pray where my faith tells me the deity was born or is connected to that spot. Unfortunately, Narasimha Rao said, I can't do more than one. And we'll see later on, we'll bring an amendment and so on. But I said, no, I won't agree. But I know that I don't have majority. I was in a small party called Janata Party. It had been reduced to a small party because everybody defected. Somebody went to Janata Dal, somebody went to BJP like that. Somebody went with Charan Singh. So at that stage, both BJP, because BJP was of the view I was doing this Ram Janmabhoomi in a big way, and they also had said, which Swami Chinmayananda had assembled in 1964, to how many temples do you want to resurrect in the same spot as where it was demolished? And that gathering of sadhus and sannyasis, including Vishwendra Parishad, including Guru Golwalkar, all of them present there, they said three. And those three is what we would like to have. So today, let me put it this way, that I am given the court two alternatives. One is amend, read down. The court can do that. You don't have to go to parliament for that. Read down the section 5, which talks about the section, the exemption only for Ram Janmabhoomi. Add two more and read it down, that it's, so they are also in the same category as the Ram Janmabhoomi temple. And then we can continue with this thing, that henceforth, past is past. 40,000 temples demolished, minus these three, we can build it somewhere else nearby. We don't have to rebuild it by demolishing a masjid. Now, let me say one thing, that this is not a question of equality, in the sense that a masjid is not a temple. Masjid is not a religious place. Masjid is only a place, except for three masjids, which I'll mention in a minute. A masjid is a place to read namaz. Namaz where the whole society congregates. But namaz can be read anywhere. It can be read on a railway platform. It can be read in your drawing room. It can be read on the open road. And people have seen it. So there is no sanctity for a masjid. If you go and Google demolition of mosques in, say, Turkey, you will get a long list. Then you do it for Saudi Arabia, you'll get another long list. They go on demolishing masjids when they become old or they want it's in the way. In the case of Erdogan in Turkey, he says, no, I have to build the highways and these masjids are on the way. So I have to demolish it and give another site where they can build. So to compare a temple with a masjid is absurd. A masjid is not a place where God resides. But for us, temple is a place where God resides. He has entered into that, into the idol, and he's there. So when you go, even if you go to a Ram temple in, say, South India, you believe that Rama is there, because Prana Pratishtha Puja, which is done after 42 or 43 days of fasting and all that, ensures that the divinity enters the murti, and so the murti is sacred, and it has to be protected. So this is main thing I want to say to you, that we have in fact a greater need to build than, say, the Muslim. If I today demolish Babri Masjid, there's no big loss. And now, after the case has been won by us, the Muslims are accepted to build the Babri Masjid in Faizabad. Now, I think Faizabad is now called Ayodhya district. And they're building it there. They're building a brand new one. So that is the key thing, you see, that a masjid can be shifted. And this is there in the constitutional bench of 1994, Venkatachalya's bench, where they say that masjids have been demolished all through the British period, and it has no sanctity whatsoever except to read namaz, and namaz can be read anywhere, and therefore it can be shifted, and so on. But at the same time, let me say, in Makkah, you can't demolish the masjid there, you can't demolish the masjid in Al-Aqsa, and you can't demolish the masjid in one third place, Medina. So these three places, the masjid can't be touched, because we believe that it was actually Muhammad's inspiration which was responsible for building those masjids. So therefore, those are kept out. But otherwise, anywhere, everywhere, the whole world, Muslim countries, any Muslim country, and they will be regularly demolishing masjids. And so this double standard that Muslims have in India is too much. Let them go to see what happens. If they don't know, if they are ignorant, they mustn't be ignorant. They go to Makkah, they go for Hajj and all that. So they must have found out. Masjids is a building where you can read namaz. That's all it is. It's nothing more. But for us, either it is a place where God was born, or some special thing like Jyotirling, or that the murti has divinity in it. All our murtis, which are built by Prana Pratishtha Puja, have divinity in the idol. So what I would say is, before I hand it over to Arvind Chaturvedi and yourself, Ramesh, that let me just briefly say that this act has following things which have disturbed many people. One is that you see the it's for the Article 1 or the Section 1 of this Act says that this Act may be called places of worship. It extends to the whole of India except Jammu Kashmir. Even today, Jammu Kashmir, it is not applicable. And the provisions of shall be deemed to have come into force on 11th July 1991, etc. Then definitions. Then that is section two. Section three is a bar of conversions of places of worship. In other words, it says no person shall convert any place of worship of any religious denomination or any section thereof into a place of worship of a different section of the same religious denomination or of a different religious denomination or any section thereof. So it's basically that a temple cannot be made into a masjid, or a masjid cannot be made into a temple, etc. This is section 3. Then section 4 says, declaration as to the religious character of certain places of worship and the bar of jurisdiction of courts. Now that's the big thing about this act. It bars the court from coming into the question of building a temple or not building a temple or demolishing it. And what it says is, it's hereby declared that the religious character of a place of worship existing on 15th day of August 1947 shall continue to be the same as it existed on that day. That is, never again after 15th August. If it was there on 15th August, then out of the question, it will continue forever. So a masjid will remain as a masjid and a temple will remain as a temple. But the main problem is that temples are demolished. Masjids were never not demolished. So, but still, it is a protection for both. And so, and then of course it says if there are any cases that are pending earlier, then they will cease to exist. So the Ram Janmabhoomi case, all except the Ram Janmabhoomi case, all the others were supposed to cease. Now, then it comes down to Section 5, which is where I have played a major role just now. The act not to apply to Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid site. Nothing contained in this act shall apply to the place or place of worship commonly known as Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid situated in Ayodhya in the state of Uttar Pradesh and to any suit, appeal or any other proceedings related to said place of place. So an exception was made only for the Babri Masjid Ram Janmabhoomi thing. There it said that you could demolish if circumstances allowed it, and that's what they were hoping at that time, that there'll be a court case and one side will win, and perhaps most people thought that Ram temple followers will win, and then you can demolish the masjid. The masjid anyway later on had become a place where it was the mob had gone and demolished it, so it became an academic thing. But here is the thing, and then there is a 3-year punishment if you went and demolished any masjid or any temple other than court determined Ram Janmabhoomi. And all others, even if there was a court case, it has to be ended. It has had to come to an end. Now, this is being challenged now in court. And that will be my last point before handing it over to Arvind. And I hope Arvind will speak in Hindi so that we can take it forward a little bit in Hindi. Because all these three temples I told you holy are all in Uttar Pradesh. We produced great sadhus like Adi Shankara and all that in south, but in the north they produce devtas, say Ram, Krishna, etc., etc. Anyway, what I would conclude is saying that I have argued in the court that you want to retain this this act as something desirable. In fact, the Supreme Court itself afterwards has said it's a very desirable. Nobody has said that this is a constitutional thing, but they said it's constitutionally appealing. That's all that the in the Ram Janmabhoomi hearings of the 5-judge bench, they only said that it's appealing. Constitutionally appealing. Nobody says that this is a constitutionally valid thing. But if, from my point of view, and most Indians are of the same view as me, although they are hardliners who are very unhappy with me for this, I'm saying make 3 exceptions And afterwards, no problem, because these three exceptions are area specific and we have to build a temple there. And there's no way that we can find some other place for it. So the issue will, the case today in court is simply this. Is this unconstitutional? In my opinion, it is unconstitutional because when they say the courts are barred from taking up any case. You know, the Constitution, Article 32 gives you a right to go anytime you think that your fundamental rights are affected. So how can you have a law which says, no, you know, no part of the Constitution shall apply to this act? So, I mean, it's a desperate thing. But there are people who say it's an attractive idea for communal harmony and so on. But to them, I say, then you say that these three shall be rebuilt. And after that, the remaining 40,000, we will find nearby plots or further plots and build a temple where the deity in that, that is a that is sacred and that will be restored. It was there earlier in another temple, but we can all have it restored in another temple. So this the, this is where the issues are. And I got the impression that the Supreme Court judges felt a certain kinship to this approach of mine, because it's a kind of a compromise. You know, you don't delete the act itself. But on the other hand, let me say, if they cannot agree to all three, and now the two, Mathura and Kashi, then of course I will also say scrap the thing. It's unconstitutional. It's blatantly unconstitutional act where you say Article 32 will not apply. I mean, that is turning everything upside down. So therefore, this is where we stand today. And I'm told the next hearing is on the 14th of November or something like, 14th of November. And the government has to take a stand. So far, I'm sorry to say, whether it's Ram Setu, or whether it's Ram Temple, or whether it's Kashi Vishwanath, or where Modi is elected from in Kashi, or in Mathura, the government has not taken a stand on any of them. So the court this time has said specifically, you have to do take a stand by October 31st and tell us what is the government stand on this matter. So this is where it stands. We can go forward after hearing Arvind Chaturvedi in this matter.
Yeah, the धन्यवाद डॉक्टर स्वामी. आपने पूरे जो ये प्रकरण है पूजा स्थल विधेयक, जिसको हम अंग्रेजी में प्लेसेस ऑफ वर्सेस एक्ट 1991 कहते हैं, इसका आपने पूरा विस्तार से वर्णन किया. लेकिन हम इसके छेदन में जब जाएं, उसके पहले मैं चाहता हूं कि आप दर्शकों को ये भी बता दें कि जो आपकी याचिका है, तो दूसरे याचिकाकर्ता हैं, इसमें अश्विनी उपाध्याय हैं और कुछ साधु संतों के प्रतिनिधि हैं, कुछ वकील हैं, जो दूसरे लोग हैं उनकी याचिका में और आपकी याचिका में मूलभूत अंतर यह है कि एक और जहां वो लोग चाहते हैं कि पूजा स्थल विधेयक को पूरी तरह से स्क्रैप करके रद्द कर दिया जाए, आप चाहते हैं कि पहले इसी में सेक्शन 4 में जो अमेंडमेंट है, राम जन्मभूमि अयोध्या के लिए जो स्पेशल प्रावधान किया गया था, उसी स्पेशल प्रावधान में, विशेष प्रावधान में काशी का मंदिर और कृष्ण की जन्मभूमि भी जोड़ दिए जाएं, पूरे विधेयक को स्क्रैप करने की या रद्द करने की जरूरत नहीं है. एक तो यह है. दूसरा जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण सवाल डॉक्टर स्वामी यह है कि जब आपने यू वर द फर्स्ट वन टू फाइल दिस केस, बाकी बाकी लोग बाद में आए, उन्होंने देखा कि ये इतना महत्वपूर्ण विषय है और बिना इस विषय पे बहस किए हुए बाकी चीजें हम मांग नहीं कर सकते, तो उन लोगों ने भी अपनी अपनी याचिका दाखिल कर दी. लेकिन जब सरकार से उनका मत मांगा गया, सरकार को सूचना दी गई, सरकार को नोटिस इश्यू की गई, तो सरकार ने, बड़ा खेद का विषय भी है ये, कि सरकार ने अभी तक इस विषय पे अपना जवाब दाखिल नहीं किया. आपने फिर कोर्ट में गए, अब उन्होंने 31 अक्टूबर का समय सरकार को दिया है, इस महीने के अंत तक सरकार अपना पक्ष रखे, और जो पक्ष अप्रत्यक्ष रूप से सामने आया है उसमें यह कि सरकार इससे बहुत खुश नहीं है। सरकार इस बात से भी खुश नहीं है कि यदि न्यायालय आपकी मांग मान लेता है और कृष्ण जन्मभूमि और काशी विश्वनाथ को इसमें जोड़ देता है तो इस इतना महत्वपूर्ण विषय का श्रेय डॉक्टर सुब्रमण्यम स्वामी को न मिल जाए, सरकार इसमें भी बाधा उत्पन्न कर रही, ऐसा मेरा व्यक्तिगत मत है। और मैं चाहता हूं कि आप इस पर थोड़ा प्रकाश डालें। 14 नवंबर इसीलिए किया गया, अगर सरकार की जवाब आ गई होती तो शायद हमें एक महीने भी इसको आगे ले जाने की जरूरत नहीं पड़ती। और जब तक सरकार इस पर जवाब नहीं देगी, सरकार पक्ष बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है और यही कारण है कि इसको हमने 14 नवंबर तक स्थगित किया है। तो आप क्या समझते हैं, सरकार की मंशा क्या है?
देखिए, पहले मैं थोड़ा एक उदाहरण, दूसरा उदाहरण देता हूं इस सवाल की उत्तर में। मैंने जब अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी की सरकार ने राम सेतु को तोड़कर सेतु समुद्रम जहाज की जो परियोजना थी उसको स्थापित क्रियान्वित करने वाले थे या उसको लगाने वाले थे, तब मैं सुप्रीम कोर्ट गया था और सुप्रीम कोर्ट में जीत गया। और उस समय मैंने दो याचिकाएं पेश की थी, एक कि ये जो सेतु समुद्रम प्रोजेक्ट है जिससे राम सेतु कटेगा और पूरा नष्ट हो जाएगा और एक बड़ा पाप होगा, इस पर इसके लिए इस परियोजना को रद्द करना चाहिए। डीएमके के लोग तो बहुत नाराज थे, बट उस तक मेरे जीतने तक वाजपेयी की सरकार भी चले गई थी तो, लेकिन ये कांग्रेस की सरकार होते हुए भी उन्होंने आखिर में माना और मैं वो जो विषय था उस पर मैं जीत गया। माने राम सेतु को काटा नहीं जाएगा, तोड़ा नहीं जाएगा, शिव ये सेतु समुद्रम प्रोजेक्ट के कारण। दूसरा, मैंने उसके साथ ही एक याचिका पेश की थी कि इस राम सेतु की रक्षा करने के लिए इसको राष्ट्रीय धरोहर घोषित करनी चाहिए
जी।
अब कई कई ऐसे ऐसे चीजें हुई हैं राष्ट्रीय धरोहर, जैसे शिमला में वहाँ एक बिल्डिंग है, वहाँ जवाहरलाल नेहरू और एडविना माउंटबेटन की भेंट होती थी और उस भेंट के कारण वो एक इसको कांग्रेस सरकार ने कहा ये तो एक ऐतिहासिक जगह है और उसको राष्ट्रीय धरोहर डिक्लेयर कर दिया। तो मैं कहता हूँ कि ऐसे बहुत हैं, तो इसको राष्ट्रीय धरोहर डिक्लेयर करने के लिए क्या समस्या थी? अब वो उस तक नरेंद्र मोदी की सरकार आ गई और फिर मैंने बहुत प्रयास की, एक साल गया, दो साल गया, तीसरी साल में कोर्ट ने भी कह दिया कि भाई आप अब स्टैंड लो। तो तब प्रहलाद पटेल हमारे आर्कियोलॉजिकल सर्वे की जो मिनिस्ट्री है और उसकी वो मंत्री थे, उन्होंने फिर एक मीटिंग बुलाई, मुझे भी बुलाई थी, सारे ऑफिसर्स जो अनेक डिपार्टमेंट के हैं सब इकट्ठे होकर के एक दस्तावेज तैयार किया गया कि हाँ इसको राष्ट्रीय धरोहर देने के लिए जो क्राइटेरिया है या जो मापदंड है वो पूरा है और इसको करनी चाहिए। तो फाइल तैयार करके बड़ी खुशी से उसने बयान भी दे दी प्रहलाद पटेल और वो प्रधानमंत्री को भेजे मोदी को और उनके मेज पर पहुंची और दूसरे दिन प्रहलाद पटेल की मंत्री मंत्रालय को बदल दिया गया और कोई फूड प्रोसेसिंग ऐसा कुछ उसको दे दिया। तो उससे सबको समझ में आ गई कि मोदी नहीं चाहता है कि इस बार इसकी राष्ट्रीय धरोहर की हो, मुझे नहीं पता है क्यों। कई लोग कहते हैं नहीं, अरब देशों ने कहा कि ये एडम्स ब्रिज का अंग्रेजों ने इसको कहा था, तो एडम्स ने बनाई थी। अरे बट रामचंद्र जी तो 7,000 साल पहले बनाई थी, ये तो यानी 1,000 साल भी नहीं हुआ आदम आकर के। और आदम भी उनका कहानी यह है कि वो श्रीलंका में उतरे और राम सेतु है जैसे इसको बाद में अंग्रेजों ने इसको एडम्स ब्रिज का राम सेतु पर पैदल होकर वो हिंदुस्तान आए। तो इसके माने हम पहले से ही थी। तो और इसमें जो राम सेतु है इसमें मैं ज्यादा नहीं जानना चाहता हूँ क्योंकि हम दूसरे विषय पर हैं, परंतु राम सेतु में जो भी पत्थर है वो पत्थर नहीं है, उसको कॉरल कहते हैं, माने जी मछली का हड्डी और प्रॉन्स का ये सब का धीरे 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 जुड़ते जुड़ते आती है और वो तट के किनारे पर ही पाया जाता है, उसको वहां से उठाकर लाकर यहाँ रखी है। वो रामायण में लिखी है और रामायण में ये भी लिखा है कि हनुमान ने जब पहला एक कॉरल रखा वो तैरने लगा। तो आज भी कॉरल को आप पानी में रखोगे तो तैरेगी, और विश्व हिंदू परिषद ने तो एक ग्लास का केस बना करके सारा देश में घुमा करके दिखाया कि देखो जैसे रामायण में लिखी है वैसे ही आज भी है। तो एनीवे मैं कहता हूँ कि आज ये जो हम ये तीन जगहों को ये क्षेत्र को मुक्त करके वहाँ मंदिर बनाने की जो है वो हमें करना है, और उसके लिए सरकार अभी तक कोई जवाब दिया नहीं। 8 साल चले, मैं 8 साल से इस पर लगा हूँ। अब कोर्ट ने कह दिया कि अक्टूबर 31 को आपको रिपोर्ट फाइल करना है। तो मैं समझता हूँ कि इसमें हम जीतेंगे या इसको रद्द करके ये जो एक्ट बनी है इसको रद्द करके, या इसके जो धारा 5 है उसमें ये 2 और जोड़ देंगे, दोनों से हमारी काम हो जाएगी। और सूझबूझ के साथ मैं समझता हूँ कि हम सब लोगों को उसको मानना चाहिए।
डॉक्टर हमी, बिफोर आई गिव चांस टू रमेश, एक प्रश्न मेरा थोड़ा सा और है, वो ये है कि अगर सरकार की मंशा आपके पक्ष में है कि इसमें 2 मंदिर को जोड़ दिया जाए, या दूसरे याचिकाकर्ताओं के पक्ष में है कि इसको रद्द कर दिया जाए, तो सरकार रद्द करने का प्रस्ताव तो पार्लियामेंट में भी ला सकती है, क्योंकि जिस तरह आर्टिकल 370 को हटाया गया पार्लियामेंट के मत से, उसी प्रकार से 1991 का जो विधेयक है पार्लियामेंट में 303 है हमारे पास और मेजोरिटी है, तो अगर सरकार की मंशा ये है तो शायद सरकार अभी इस पे इतना विचार कर पाई है या नहीं कर पाई है, ये भी एक बहुत बड़ी बात है। डॉक्टर स्वामी इसमें बताइए कि कृष्ण जन्मभूमि और ज्ञान बापी मस्जिद, इन दोनों के अधिग्रहण या इसके परिवर्तन पे इस विधेयक का क्या प्रभाव पड़ेगा, क्योंकि ये हमारा आज का मूल विषय भी है।
नहीं, वो जब आप इस जो 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 मसौदा या जो एक्ट है उसको रद्द कर दोगे तो फिर तो खुला छूट है।
हाँ, रास्ता खुल जाएगा।
हाँ, रास्ता खुल जाएगा। और परंतु इसमें स्वामित्व तो आज मुसलमानों के हाथ में है
जी,
तो ये फिर ये राम मंदिर की जैसे बहस हो जाएगी,
तो ये प्रॉपर्टी का केस बन जाएगा, बन सकता है
ठीक है, केस बना देंगे। मुझे मैं ये कहता हूँ कि मुसलमानों ने मुसलमान नेताओं ने कहा था कि बाबरी मस्जिद हटकर मंदिर बनेगी तो हंगामा हो जाएगा, ये हो जाएगा, वो हो जाएगा, अंकेर में नहीं हुआ। अब कानून से हम जीत जाएंगे तो फिर वो उसमें भी मान लेंगे, परंतु उसके लिए श्रेय तो मोदी को नहीं जाएगा। फिर ये तो ये जो लोग हम लोगों ने कोर्ट में गए और किया है, और यदि ये भी हो जाए कि भाई ये एक्ट तो रहेगी और लेकिन ये दो भी ये सेक्शन 5 में जोड़ा जाएगा और उसके लिए कोर्ट में केस चल सकती है जैसे राम मंदिर के लिए चली, तो फिर तो मैं समझता हूँ कि अधिकतम इसके लिए समर्थन मिलेगी। किसी की नाक कटना नहीं चाहिए, कहीं ना कहीं गुंजाइश छोड़ना चाहिए।
Dr. Swami, as you saw, there was a question I think Arvind already asked it. Does the nature of the temple really matter? Because I think that was one of the questions that came up. The religious character of Gyanwapi, I mean, how significant is that? Should this be taken?
No, you see, it is where Lord Shiva...
Center, put a Jyotirlinga.
Jyotirlinga. And, you know... This is our faith. Faith says that. And there are 12 places. When of that, now only one is remaining, and that is Kashi Vishwanath. The Kashi Vishwanath, by the way, was demolished 3 times. And when Aurangzeb came, he said that build the masjid on where the mandir is. Because in the past 3 times, because you did not do so, the Hindus came and rebuilt it. And so ultimately, after Aurangzeb left Indore's Maharani, what was it?
Ahilyabai Holkar came,
the same thing will happen. So till we reach a situation in our country where we can build a Kashi Vishwanath temple in this spot, I will temporarily build a Shiva temple nearby, which will be a kind of a stopgap measure. And so though many people do come and sometimes tell me, "Nahi, Kashi Vishwanath temple is there. We went there and all that." That is built by Ahilyabai Holkar, and she was a brave lady. She came a big fighter herself, and she built it because she said, "I build it and go away, and then somebody else will come and again will demolish it." So till we reach a stage in our country where we can build it without having fear of somebody else coming and demolishing it, I'll build it in this place. So that's not the real Kashi Vishwanath temple, although it is called Kashi Vishwanath temple.
Okay.
I'd like to say one thing more. I see. Ek cheez aur main Hindi mein kehne chahta hoon. Aankhir mein ye jid kyun kar rahe hain Musalman? के नेतागण आम जो मुसलमान में ऐसा कोई मैंने कोई ऐसा विद्रोह नहीं देखा, पर ये जो नेतागण है ये क्यों कर रहे हैं? आखिर में हिंदुस्तान का 1/3 हिस्सा हमने काट के दे दिया मुसलमान को अपने जी भर के रहे, जो उनको दारुल इस्लाम जो भी चलाना चलाए, और हमने बनाई और कहा कि हम सेकुलर देश बनेंगे, हमने ये नहीं कहा कि हम हिंदू राष्ट्र बनाएंगे। और संविधान है, डेमोक्रेसी है, सर इसमें इनको कौन सी ऐसी बड़ी बात है कि मस्जिद दूसरे जगह में बनाकर क्यों ये जिद है? ये जिद से मैं समझता हूँ कि हिंदू तो 80% है, वो तो करेगा ही जरूर, जीतेगा जरूर, उसको ये कोई बड़ी मां हम तो नहीं करें कि सारा हिंदुस्तान में मुसलमान जहां भी मस्जिद बनाई उसको तोड़ दो, हम तो नहीं कहते हैं। हम तो चर्च के बारे में ही नहीं कहते हैं। चर्च का देखिए 99 इयर्स लीज था जमीन का, वो तो एक्सपायर हो गया 1986 में। अभी तक हमने किसी को जाकर कहा नहीं नहीं गिर आउट तुम्हारा ये जमीन तुम्हारा नहीं है। हमारे देश धार्मिक देश है, हम मुस्लिम भी अपने धर्म को के अनुसार चले, हम भी चले, परंतु ये तो आप सबको पता है कि वहाँ पहले थी और उस पर उसको तोड़ करके मस्जिद उसके ऊपर बनाई गई थी। तो ये मस्जिद और मस्जिद बगल में बन सकता है, दूर में बन सकता है, कुछ भी बन सकता है। जैसे बाबरी मस्जिद अब बन रही है फैजाबाद में, जिसको आजकल अयोध्या डिस्ट्रिक्ट कहते हैं, वहाँ बन रही है। तो ये मैं ये चाहता हूँ कि मुस्लिम लीडरशिप भी हम जैसे लोग को कमज़ोर ना करें कि हम तो ये कभी ये नहीं चाहेंगे कि लोग कहें कि हम तुष्टिकरण की, हम तो चाहते हैं कि इस देश में पुनरुत्थान हो। हिंदुस्तान हिंदू धर्म की बड़ी बड़ी शोषण हुई है, दमन हुई है, हमारे ग्रंथों को जलाई गई है, तो हम उसकी पुनरुत्थान चाहते हैं। परंतु उसका पुनरुत्थान जाने के माने हम मुसलमान की धर्म को मिटाने नहीं चाहते, वो भी चले, परंतु यहाँ सबको पता है और काशी विश्वनाथ में तो दिखाई पड़ता है कि मस्जिद का ये टुकड़ा है और वहाँ एक नंदी अभी भी बैठी है वे इंतजार करते हुए कि शिव भगवान कब आएंगे ज्योतिर्लिंग लेकर। तो इसीलिए ये भावना को ठेस नहीं पहुंचाना चाहिए। और मैं कहता हूँ ओवैसी ऐसे लोग जो हैं, जो पढ़े लिखे लोग हैं, उनको कंट्रोल करना चाहिए जो एक्सट्रीमिस्ट है। हम भी कंट्रोल कर रहे हैं हिंदुओं में, जो कहते हैं नहीं 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 सब 40,000 जगह में हम दोबारा मंदिर बनाएंगे। हम कहते हैं नहीं, हम तो कोई अनिवार्य नहीं है कि वहीं बनाना है, सिर्फ मूर्ति होनी चाहिए जो प्राण प्रतिष्ठा पूजा से तैयार की गई है, उसको वहाँ मंदिर में रखनी है।
So Dr. Swami, what is preventing this government from just wholeheartedly supporting you on this or working with you and saying that, you know, they're just delaying this, dragging their feet over such a simple, it is an easy open and shut case. What you're asking is very logical. You're not asking for the whole 40,000 temples. You're just asking for two more and the government can wholeheartedly support it. I mean, I understand Modi always times these things around elections or not whatnot, but at the end, how long can we keep dragging your feet over such an important thing? This has been going on and on and on for a very long time, and everybody knows that, as you said today, and based on what we have seen, what has been found out recently, is that it is the temple. So what prevents this government, and that too, this is Modi's own constituency, what prevents this government from taking an immediate action, or at least the worst case saying that, you know what, we don't have any objection to Dr. Swami raising this issue, let the court decide.
Well, there could be many reasons. In the Ram temple matter, when we were getting very close to a solution, I mean, the court was going to decide, with the help of Mr. S. Gurumurthy, Mr. Modi prepared an application to seek permission to return all the land, 70 acres of land, which Narasimha Rao had nationalized from private persons, so that we could have a glorious Ram temple. He wanted to return that land. And Mr. Amit Shah went on record to say what a brilliant move and so on. But I must say, to the credit of those judges of the Supreme Court, they just put it aside. And it never came up for hearing. And they decided it. So, why did he do that there? Why is he opposing the National Heritage Monument status to Ram Temple? Is it some compulsion that has got to do with the Middle Eastern countries, that is Saudi Arabia, UAE, and so on and so forth. Because they, in many other things I have seen, you saw that that Nupur Sharma thing.
Sharma.
You know, I don't know her from Adam, and I don't, whatever I heard about her is not something which impresses me. But I would say that the ambassador went and told the representative, the diplomatic staff of Qatar, that she's a fringe element, and she's the spokesman of the party. And I have found the same thing. For instance, when the Ram temple became inevitable and the foundation to be laid, all of us who worked hard to get this to this position were left out completely. It was only Modi and nobody else. And he was the one who didn't want it. So I think it's got much more to do with the, it's got nothing to do with actual policy problem. It has got to do with the whims and wishes of the Prime Minister.
And the and the crucial part is it is his own constituency.
Let's see what the people how they react.
I think there is another angle to this, Dr. Swami. It's the international image as to how this would shape up, as to if he goes through
That's what I mean, I'm saying that it's not international. The Americans care a damn about it. Mm-hmm. The Chinese care a damn about it. It is the Arab Middle Eastern countries or West Asia.
Okay. Arvindji, you can conclude it.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Swami. The last issue which you've mentioned actually about questioning the Muslim leadership of this country. I mean, we have seen it in the case of Ram Temple. Though it was not so much issue as far as Ram Setu was concerned, but Gyanbapi and Krishna Janmabhoomi, the Muslim side is very, very prominently opposing any move which is taken up by the Hindu forces or the advocates of the Hindutva cause. Whether it is Owaisi or whether it is any other leadership, I mean, if they want to continue the confrontation, then it is a different issue. The legal solution is the ultimate solution. But if they want a compromise and live with Hindus peacefully, as you have suggested, I think Muslim leadership should listen to this call and voluntarily help this solution, bringing the solution to this cause, both in Mathura and in Kashi. That would be the best solution possible. Otherwise, we have the courts anyway. Thank you, Dr. Swami, for bringing this issue. It is a very important issue. People from all walks of life, all religion, all sections of the society in India are looking forward to Supreme Court for the solution. And all Hindus are very eagerly awaiting the solution to this problem so that they ultimately get what they got in Ayodhya. Similar solution in Varanasi, Kashi, and Mathura. Thank you, Dr. Swami. Thank you, Ramesh, for being with us. Aaj Jagdish Shetty ji kisi anya karan se hamare saath nahi the. He could not join us. Thanks the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Swaminathan, Tejas, Vishal Mehta, and Ajesh Nair. With Dr. Subramanian Swami, we will be meeting you again next Sunday, 8 p.m. with another issue of national importance. Thank you, viewers, for supporting us. We'll be meeting you again next Sunday, 8 p.m. Till then, Namaskar, Jai Hind.